what is biblical in proportion, certainly, is stumbling into this mass consciousness incredible field that science is now uncovering.
Yes.
I mean, it's just astounding what's going on and yes. what may be ahead that we just don't even have clues about.
Well, we're beginning to get, as I say, this sense that all consciousness is interlinked and interdependent.
All right. Is this that non-locality that everybody talks about? Is that what
yes.
you're talking about, non-locality?
Yes.
All right. So non-locality means...
Well, non-locality originally comes from an experiment or a theoretical paper that was published by Einstein with two other men, Rosen and Poldowski, who were also at Princeton with him. It was called, Can Quantum Mechanical Description of Physical Reality Be Considered Complete? And it was really talking about subatomic particles. I mean, it's talking about things at a very small scale. But what's interesting
yes.
is that today, increasingly, that explanation at the quantum level is not only explains but predicts the outcome of experiments.
Okay, well, I don't want to lose the audience here. Let's try and explain. For example, let's see. Would it be true that the experiments of having one source of light in two places at the same time is a kind of a parallel? In other words, you could have an atom in one place and an atom 1,000 miles away, and for some reason that we don't understand, they would both behave identically under certain experimental conditions. Is that true?
Yeah. I mean, here's the headline. Any two particles which have had a period of proximity that come from the same source were created at the same time.
Yes.
They have a relationship, a kind of memory of each other that is such that if one of them is affected, the other is affected, no matter how far apart they are and no matter if they're traveling apart at the speed of light.
All right.
So it doesn't matter what... The key is that it doesn't matter. Distance doesn't matter.
Right. Got it.
And that's exactly what we see, for instance, in remote viewing experiments. Distance doesn't matter.
Is there any way of measuring a time factor with regard to this information? In other words, if particle A here and particle B in Moscow,
right.
X number of miles apart, react instantly at the same time,
right.
Conventional thinking says, well, you know, there's got to be a communication that's going on between particle A and particle B all those miles
right.
away, and we should be able to measure eventually the transmission beginning at point A and ending at point B, or the other way around, whichever way it's going.
Yeah, but it's not a transmission.
But
it's a state
not. Okay, exactly right. It's not a transmission.
Yeah,
there's not
information is not being transmitted. It has to do with the state of beingness of the thing. It's what Einstein calls spooky action at a distance.
All right, the state of beingness. Now, that's a little difficult to grasp, but just the fact that these two things are interconnected and they both are being, they're both happening, so it's happening. This mysterious connectivity that we can't explain, right?
Exactly. Let me see if I can... Look, there is a very famous experiment, and it's called, it's got such a strange name. I can't think of the name of the researchers, but let me go past that and
All right.
describe the experiment. It's an experiment in which two people sit and meditate together. And they meditate for about 20 minutes and, you know, period. And this was published. It's called, I have it, the Grinberg... Zylberbaum. That's Zylberbaum?
No wonder you couldn't remember.
Anyway,
no. Okay.
It was published in a physics journal, and these two people sit and meditate, and then they separate them. That is, they establish a common experience, just like two particles. And then they take one of them, and they monitor, they hook them up to a brain monitor, and put them in a Faraday cage so that there can be no transmission, no electromagnetic transmission.
Yes.
And then they put the other person of the team that was meditating together in another Faraday cage, and they found that when the brainwave patterns of the person who was being monitored were the same as the person who was
Yeah, which is completely impossible. Now, a Faraday cage, a Faraday cage, folks, blocks all RF, blocks all radio frequency.
All electromagnetic radiation.
Whatever kind of radiation. But, you know, Stephen, maybe they don't have the right kind of cage. I mean, that's the block radiation that man knows about. And maybe the radiation...
Yes, well, that's the point. Yes, I agree with you. That's it. It's not happening at the... it's not happening in the electromagnetic spectrum.